But we begin this hour with vice presidential candidates Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, who will face off in their first and only debate tonight. It might be a bit of relief for us all not to have to gaze open-mouthed at what Donald Trump just said, or try to discern what Hillary Clinton really meant with what she just said. Pence is a first-term governor of Indiana, former congressman. He's up against Tim Kaine, the former governor and now junior senator from Virginia. Do voters really know much about either of these two men? Not really. A recent ABC poll said that 40% of those people polled couldn't name either vice presidential pick. We're here to help, though. We solicited your questions for tonight. If you were the debate moderator, what would you ask Mike Pence and Tim Kaine? Huh? You sent in all kinds of questions about the economy, immigration, and healthcare. You've got questions, we've got answers. From Indiana is Nikki Kelly, Indianapolis Bureau reporter for the Fort Wayne Gazette, who's been following Governor Pence throughout the campaign. And from Virginia, Bob Holsworth, a political analyst and founding director of the Center for Public Policy at Virginia Commonwealth University, who knows Senator Kaine very well. Nikki and Bob, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Great to be here.
All right, Bob, here's something from one of our listeners regarding Senator Kaine. Portland, Oregon, for Tim Kaine, I'd ask what he brings to the table as far as agenda and policy go that haven't been worked into a Clinton-Sanders platform. We don't know that much about Kaine, the policy guy.
Well, I think on this front, Tim Kaine is going to suggest that he's the vice president for Hillary Clinton, and it's not so much that he brings a unique policy perspective as much as he brings an approach to policy that he will argue can be more effective. Kaine will talk about how he has spent his career being a bridge builder. When he was a city council person in Richmond, he helped to bridge a long and somewhat intractable racial divide that existed in the city. He's going to argue that as governor, he was able, on occasion at least, to bring Republicans and Democrats together to pass a smoking ban in public places in Virginia. And I think he's going to argue that both as senator and as vice president, what he has done is that while sticking to his principles, he's also tried very strongly to work with other people who don't share all of his policy ideas to get things done.
Now, a listener in Colorado Springs wanted to know, Governor Pence was famously quoted as saying he was a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, and in that order, I know what that means to me, says this listener, but what does that mean to him? What does implementation of policy look like to him stressing that list of priorities? What do you think?
Well, I mean, he still uses that line every day in his stump speech, and he definitely believes that he focuses on his Christian beliefs first, which can be evidenced in some bills he signed here in Indiana, specifically an abortion bill that was struck down. What I do find interesting about that statement, the more I hear him say it, is that at least for this race, it seems like the conservative and Republican have switched place a little, because Donald Trump definitely has some policy proposals and programs that are not as conservative.
Nikki, Governor Pence describes himself as a Rush Limbaugh kind of character. Limbaugh's got one-liners. He's made a career of one-liners. Do you expect one-liners to come from Governor Pence regarding Senator Kaine? And where do you think they would come from in terms of subject matter?
Oh, I'm sure he'll have a few built into his talking points. If there's anything you can say about Governor Pence is, you know, he stays on message. He has discipline, and he will definitely get some points on Senator Kaine. And I'm not exactly sure where he might put them. Probably foreign policy would be a big spot for him. But he likes to have a few lines in his speeches for sure.
A joke all in Spanish from Senator Kaine, Bob Holsworth.
I'm not sure you're going to see that, but what you will see is that Tim Kaine, prior to entering politics, was a very effective courtroom litigator. And I think people who see him as just this kind of genial cheerleader for Hillary Clinton could well be surprised tonight by how effective an advocate he is.
Bob and Nikki, I thank you, and our listeners definitely thank you for very forthright answers to their very forthright questions. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nikki Kelly is State House Bureau Chief at the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, and Dr. Bob Holsworth is the Managing Principal of Decide Smart and Founding Director of the Center for Public Policy at Virginia Commonwealth University.
This is Jane from Omaha, Nebraska. I wonder how close Pence's positions will be to Trump's. Can he support the things that Donald Trump has said about the Muslims, about stop and frisk? I just would not want to be in Mike Pence's shoes on Tuesday evening.
Richmond, Virginia, I would like to know what they would do if they disagree with a policy their running mate is espousing. Salt Lake City, Utah, I would ask, are you at all interested in running for president sometime in the future? To both of them. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at thetakeaway.org.